On Union College Week, death now often takes place outside the home. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carol Weiss, professor of psychology, explores the impact of who treats the dying today.
Over the last century, major shifts have occurred in the way people die, including where they die and who provides most of the care. People used to die at home with family members providing care. Today, most individuals die in institutionalized settings, cared for by strangers, despite wishes to remain at home with family. One reason for this trend is the lack of caregivers who feel capable of providing end-of-life care in a non-medical setting. My research has been examining ways of filling gaps in care by training college students as caregivers in community-run residential homes for the dying. These unique homes, located across the country, recruit volunteers to serve as surrogate family members to hospice patients who do not have a caregiver system in place. The homes offer a unique learning experience for college students because each person's death is expected and supported as a natural process, not as a medical crisis or failure. To help students understand the dying process and to promote skills needed to offer support, my colleagues and I have been offering an 8-week summer program where students serve as caregivers to hospice patients in these homes. We've been measuring empathy and confidence providing end-of-life care before and after the experience. We found that while students expressed nervousness at the onset of the program, they became confident addressing both the physical and emotional needs of patients over time. At the end of the program, students were more empathic, found more meaning in their own lives, and ultimately learned how to provide patients and families with what they really want: presence, reassurance, and an honoring of their choices.
That was Carol Weiss of Union College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.